This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Each year, the federal government adds more to the national debt, causing serious concerns about how the president and Congress will deal with it. Many of the social and cultural issues facing us are unprecedented. At least with the national debt, we do have some historical examples provided by economist Kevin Hassett. When Rome began the First Punic War, its coins contained 12 ounces of metal. After the war, Rome reduced the metal content of the currency to 2 ounces. By the end of the Third Punic War, coins only had a half an ounce. This is a classic example of currency debasement. Sometimes massive debts lead first to debasement, then default. After World War I, the Allies extracted heavy reparations from the Germans. Over time, the Deutschmark dropped in value and eventually was worth a trillionth of its initial value. When Germany was no longer to pay its debts, it defaulted. One historical review of 176 sovereign nations found that there have been 248 defaults. But will the U.S. become one of those nations? Kevin Hassett reminds us that that has happened in the past and might happen again in the future. If default is not an option, then debasement of the currency is the only other option. He believes the flight from dollars to other commodities like gold and the Bitcoin illustrates these concerns. He reminds us that at the start of the previous administration, the price of gold was around $1,200 per ounce. Today, it is closing in on $2,000. In 2017, Bitcoin was trading at $1,000 per coin. Now it is trading at nearly 30 times that amount. As the U.S. debt continues to climb, the government has the only option that was available to other countries, debasement of the currency. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.